You're listening to Inspirational 1540 WSIV East Syracuse.
Praise God, you are listening to Kingdom Con. I'm Keith Fields. Thanks for tuning in. Today I want to talk to you a little bit about the Holy Scriptures, Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going to see how far we can make it in this chapter. Amen. But before we get started, let's say a prayer. Be glorified in us, O Lord, Almighty One. We exalt you, and we lift you high. For your name is most excellent in all the earth. Your will be done on earth. And may the power of your might and love be manifested in your people and shown through your people. We humble ourselves before you and we repent of our sins. We ask that you look not upon our iniquity and have mercy upon us according to your loving kindness. Dear Lord, quicken us with your Holy Spirit. Strengthen us. Prepare us, Lord, to be your sanctuary and your laborers here on earth. Father, we pray that you will protect us and heal us and comfort us, Lord God, and help us to trust you more. For you are Jehovah Rapha and Jehovah Jireh. All praise, glory, honor, and power be unto you. We pray and seek refuge in the strong tower of your holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going to go to Ephesians chapter 6, but before we do that, I'd like to say hello to everyone who's listening on iTunes and everyone who's listening on Facebook and Podomatic and all the countries around the world, all of you that are listening in Syracuse and the surrounding areas on Inspirational Radio, 1540 AM. Everyone that's listening on the internet at WSIV1540.com, God bless you, and I pray that you will be blessed and protected, and that you will come to a saving and revelational knowledge of Jesus Christ, that your walk will be closer each day and each moment. Let's go to the book of Ephesians, starting off in chapter 6. And we'll see if we can get through this chapter. If not, maybe we'll finish up tomorrow. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And you masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of the salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Titius, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Praise God. That's Paul writing a letter to the church in Ephesus. And I really like this last part where he was asking the people to pray for him, that God would give him the words, and that the Holy Spirit would give him the words, and that he would open his mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. You know, that is wonderful. If anyone is praying for me, please pray that prayer for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to verse 1, and let's talk about these scriptures. Okay, chapter 6, verse 1 of Ephesians says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." That's very self-explanatory. It is right to obey your parents. And you know, just because you're 40 years old or 50 years old or something like that, you know, you still have to honor your parents. You should still honor your parents because it is right. And some people, maybe your parents haven't been ideal parents or model parents, if you will. And you know, situations have occurred where that is really very difficult for you to find the ability to really honor them and respect them, or even to obey them, to really listen to the things that they say. Maybe they don't have your interest in heart, or maybe they don't have the capacity to even give good advice that you would really think about obeying. But those are your parents, and you should try to honor them and respect them the best you And, you know, and sometimes the best thing that we can do is sometimes we have to limit our interactions, you know, and sometimes we have to really monitor ourselves in the way that we respond to people so that we can be as respectful as possible and honor them. And as the verse 2 says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Well, you're going to honor them, and it says that it may, in verse 3, it says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. What is the promise? That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. So there's the promise. So honoring your parents is not just for them, but it's also for you. The promise is that things will be well with you, and that you'll live long on the earth. So there it is right there, a promise to you. If you can honor your parents, it doesn't say honor your parents if they're perfect. So that's for your consideration. The scriptures are true. I trust them and I believe them and I do my best to live by them. And I haven't been let down yet. And as a matter of fact, I've been pleasantly surprised, excited, and blessed by how far the faithfulness of the Word of God is beyond my understanding. Hallelujah. Some things we just do them, and we trust that God is not lying and will keep His words. And in time, we see that that is a fact, that He does not lie and that He does keep. Amen. Number 4, verse 4, it says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So we're to nurture our children and correct them and teach them the things of the Lord, the ways of the Lord. And we're not to provoke them to wrath. And sometimes, you know, where we lose patience, or we want to correct or teach our children, and it's, sometimes it's very easy to go overboard with the stresses of life and then coming and dealing with the children. And sometimes it's easy to think that the child should know these things, these certain things, but they don't know certain things. And really, it's easy for us to get into mode to forget that they don't know these things. They don't get them by osmosis. They don't just sink in. They have to learn from their environment. They have to learn from somewhere. And that is our mandate of the Lord. We're blessed with children, and we are to teach them and to nurture them. In other words, take care of them and build them up. Do this in the things of the Lord. You know, what is that? That's teaching them how to pray. That's teaching them about the Bible, the Word of God. That's getting them involved in a faith community or bringing them into worship so that they can experience the things of God. Living our lives as an example in front of them, so that they can see, and raising them up with love and patience to be able to see and get involved in and to live and benefit from the things of God. Amen. Verse 5, it says, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Some of us we have positions in this world, and really all of us are servants. We're serving some purpose or someone, even if it's just ourselves, but unwittingly we all wind up serving something or someone, and some greater or larger goal that we don't recognize. We do things, and we think that we're doing things for ourselves and or for another purpose, and it's so easy for the things that are being done in the world to be hijacked, and the energy of people and the resources of people to be diverted into things that we don't recognize and we don't even know what's going on. And especially in times like these, and in the way that our communities or our world is set up. And so, this scripture is telling us that what we should be doing is when we're living our lives, we should be living them to please God. And we should be living them in a way that reflects Christ. And so when we reflect, when we're reflecting Christ, when we're looking to please God, then we are full of love, and we're doing things out of love, and we're doing things to benefit others, to bring life and peace into our communities and into our relationship. Amen. Jesus said that, they asked Jesus, they said, what is the greatest commandment? And he said that was to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all of your strength. And then he said the second one was to love your neighbor as yourself. And he said, on these two things, all of the prophets hang, and all of the laws hang. And so, which is true, that is the foundation of God's law. And so, when we're serving, when we're living our lives, when we're working, wherever we're working, we're striving to be those beacons of love, and to bring that peace and to speak that life our relationships and into our jobs and into our things like that. So, amen. And verse 6 says, but not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. So we're not just doing it to please men. We're not just doing it just to look good. We're doing it from the heart. And we're doing it as if we are serving God, not man. And verse 7 says, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not unto men. So it's really driving the point home that whatever we do, that we do it as to please God and to reflect Christ. So, now, we move on to verse 8. It says, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, that means does, the same shall he receive of the Lord. The same he will receive, shall he will receive of the Lord. So whatever good thing the man does, he's going to get the same thing from the Lord, whether he's free or bond. Okay, so there's a lot to be said there, but we're gonna move on, because you know, really, people consider themselves free, and actually they're not free. And this word bond, it's a very, very interesting word. You know, some of the financial people might know. You know, they can tell you a definition of that word bond. You can look it up financially, and you might find that you have that you have a you're like a bond on the stock market. So you have a price, you have a value in the world, and so I'm not trying to go off onto that subject, but let's look at verse 9. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Hallelujah. You know, and this is a beautiful, beautiful verse, because A lot of times, people think that because they have a master in the world, or let's just take, for example, say the people that rule our country, that govern our country, they make laws and everything, and we're supposed to follow the laws. But then every now and then you find that there's a discrepancy there because of faith, and that might not line up with the laws, or it might not line up with the attitudes of the people that are making the laws, but you read the scripture and it says, be subject to them. And so you're like, okay, well then, does that mean I have to do things against my faith because somebody that's ruling said to do it? You know, so it creates a situation where you have a decision to make. You know, you're saying, you know, okay, I can't serve two masters, and this person is going against what I believe. So I really can't go along with this. But the beautiful thing about this verse 9 is that it's saying that these people that are the masters of these people that God is calling to serve, God is calling these people to serve their masters as they're serving Christ. But he's also saying that the master is subject to God too. So we have a situation where there's a chain of authority set up, and it's all under God. So if the rulers and the masters are in line, then they are showing that love, and they are reflecting Christ too, just like the servant is called to be. So there's really not a discrepancy there. It's when one or the other gets out of line. So if you have wicked rulers, they are bringing trouble onto the servants because the ruler is out of line. He is not submitting to the authority of God, so he's creating a dilemma for his servant. Because now his servant has to reflect Christ and has to serve, but he has to serve someone that has no regard for the master. The master is over the master and the slave. Amen. When the wicked rule, the people mourn. And when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. So the scripture goes on, and it says, finally, my brethren, in number 10, and it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. So now. We're getting down to the brass tacks. How do you deal with these situations? How do you navigate in life? How do you honor parents that don't really earn honor? How do you obey laws or masters that are ungodly? How do you navigate in a world where things are out of kilter, where the things of God are not respected? How do you raise up children in times like these, where there's so many ungodly influences, so many distractions, so many pressures on us as parents? How do we lovingly, and how do we stay faithful, and how do we keep ourselves in line uh, of, in in the chain of authority. The scripture says in verse 10, it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. So if you're going to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, what does that mean? Well, strong in the Lord. When you're strong, you have the ability to do something. Strength is the power to manipulate, to move, to create momentum. And so in the Lord, strong in the Lord, the power of his might is in love and in the Holy Spirit. And so the power is in the Holy Spirit. The power is in the Word of God. And from that, we learn how to love, and we learn how to use that power that God has given us. So as the scripture goes on, and it starts to talk about putting on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. So, how many of you know that we have an enemy? That there's actually a devil that wants to oppose us, or it would be more correct in saying that the devil is opposing God. And because God is for us, the devil is against us. He doesn't want to see us be who God wants us to be. Because when we do, then we tend towards life. We tend towards love. We tend to do things to help our neighbors and tend to do things to encourage each other and build each other and glorify God. Because God is life. He's truth. He's peace. He's joy. And he is the only one that are those things. All good things come from God. And the devil, who is the enemy, wants to exalt himself and put himself in the place of God. But see, he is not peace and love and light. Hallelujah. God is that. That position is already taken. God already has that. And the devil cannot be that. But what he wants to do is defile that. And he hates that. He doesn't love the light. He loves darkness. He doesn't love life. He loves death. And he's like a lion, a roaring lion, roaming to and fro, looking to whom he may devour. Hallelujah. But God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we wouldn't have to perish, so that we could have life. Amen. Amen. For God loved the world. He didn't come to condemn the world, but he came so that the world would have life. Hallelujah. He sent his Son, the Holy Lamb of God, to shed his blood, to be a sacrifice once and for all for the sin of all who would accept. He has paid the price. He has redeemed us. We no longer have to be merchandise. We no longer have to be tools of the evil one. We can step into the light. We can accept Christ, and we can, through Christ, we can receive that power.
You're listening to Inspirational 1540 WSIV East Syracuse.
You've been good to me, yeah. Oh, love. I know you've been. to me.